Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry, and I'm in conversation with Sister Consolata Bracken. Consolata, what is a typical day like for you now at this stage of your life?
I'm always active, doing something. For instance, I would always be preparing what I might do with the choir to have it kind of sort of liturgical. I'm forever transposing bits of music or bringing up and down keys and that.
You're very lucky with your health and your mental abilities are still perfect.
Yeah, I was blessed all my life, thank God. I looked puny and I was always very thin, but I was like a hare gone round. And that was one of the things I loved with the infants, was running around and playing games with them and that. But I love children and I'll veer towards children.
So you always stay active, and the choir is still very important to you here
it
in Listowel.
Yeah, I couldn't manage too well without the stick at the moment. I can climb the steps to the organ gallery. I never needed sleep much all my life. It could be 2 o'clock or go to bed. I'd be up and down in the school hall again at 7 to have it cleaned before the kids came in. I could keep going, but now I find I want to sleep all the time. I suppose that's part of old age.
And you've a nice thing at the moment. Your sister is back living with you here in Listowel.
She was in the States for 41 years. She is more musical than I am. She did great work out for and again a pile of musical stuff with them.
Do you like having the company?
I do, and it's just at the right time. I was grand on my own when I came down here first when the convent closed. I'm down here since November 2007.
How do you feel about how religious life has gone in the country and the fact that there aren't people joining convents anymore? How do you feel about that?
There's a sadness. You'd miss the support of your fellow sisters. I should be giving example now because I'm all that's left here.
Have you thoughts on how religious practice has changed?
I have. I get kind of sad when I see the half-empty churches. If you look at the congregation, they're really the older people. And I say, what are we not doing that the younger people aren't getting? You don't just judge them by going to Mass. They're all a lot better than we were. I mean, we were confined more. They have freedom, and they're using that freedom. If you're any bit of trouble, the way they'll rush over to help you. And I was out there one day lately sweeping, and two girls coming down, they said, can we do that for you? And, you know, like those little acts, there's good there, but somehow we're not able to channel it. And they're bored. Whereas I was back in the school, and they had a prayer service. And those youngsters were so good and so much part of what they were reading. And how do we channel things in such a way that it appeals to the young people? Because they have what's needed, but for some reason, and I mean, everything has been done in the school. They have a beautiful prayer room and they use it. They go in and out there and they're looking for something. We're not giving it to them.
Everybody is a little bit stuck in this area, and it's like maybe the management of the church needs to relook at how they're doing things.
Yeah, they're talking down to us and in language that means nothing to people. They're all doing their best, and they're certainly all overworked because of the lack of priests. They can't do any more. Example goes a long way.
Sister Consolata, I want to say thank you very much for chatting to me this morning. My final question to you is, where do you see the signs of hope?
I still see it in our young people. I think there will have to be some bit of give in rules and so on. Maybe there will be, say, married priests. I don't agree it's the full answer, except they would have more personnel.
What about women?
Women would be great church leaders, and you would get some who would go ahead and be ordained and so on, or even to make them deacons. We haven't yet got our rightful place. The other thing is, those teaching religion should be not just filling a gap. They should be totally given to it. And we're lucky here, our teachers are totally immersed in the ethos of Nanonagel. I think they need to see that the church is a happy place. Youngsters thrive on that.
You have lots of hope, though.
I have hope. We still believe that Nanonagel will thrive. They're after making another foundation, even though we're short of nuns, in Jerusalem. There's a new foundation in Thailand, and they are the countries that are going to bring back the religion to Ireland. We've loads of vocations at the moment in India, and they are all great women. They'll be able to take over. The Irish needn't be there, you know. They're very progressive. That's hopeful. And I also believe it's God's, the Lord's church, and he has to be in it somewhere.
God's plan.
Yeah, God's plan, that's just it.
Sister Consolata Bracken, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. Don't forget to register for our mission. Just go to our website, dioceseofkerry.ie, and there's a little pop-up you can register on that. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.